ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. இன் த சாண்டிங் ஆஃப் த ஹோலி நேம்ஸ் டூ திங்ஸ் ஆர் வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். இஃப் அ மில்லியனர் ஹூ ஹஸ் பீன் டைனிங் ஆன் வெரைட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபுட்ஸ், வெரி ஆப்புலண்ட் ஃபுட்ஸ், இஃப் சம்படி கம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆஃபர்ஸ் ஹிம் dry roti even without ghee, he is not going to look at it gratefully. He will say, what is this? So many people have made chapatis for me with ghee and puffed chapatis. Don't even show it to me at last, he will say. Is it not true? On the other hand, imagine if a beggar has been begging last 3 days and no one gave him anything. Everybody has forsaken him. It is heavily raining. Buses and cars are plying very fast and he is dying of starvation. Somebody comes in a car and opens the window and extends a chapati like this, sukha roti. He will see it as a life savior. He will look with very grateful eyes and with a very thankful disposition he will receive it. So this is actually gratitude. This can be very easily observed in our lives also. Some days ago we had this Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi, isn't it? Imagine if somebody, after the whole day of Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi, the next day early morning goes to the kitchen and somebody brings you a plate full of first class prasad, halwa prasad, hot halwa prasad, and you will gulp the plate in no time. Is it difficult? And you will be very grateful for whoever gave you on that day. You will remember them for your life. Because everybody wants something to put in the mouth. On the other hand, after a heavy Sunday feast, you have stuffed your belly with more than what you can eat. And a little bit of the halwa is coming from your nose. And on that day, if somebody brings you a same plate of halwa, it will be disgusting for you. So similarly, the disposition of the receiver makes a very great difference to what is being received. So all of our previous acharyas never presented their qualifications. Although they had millions of good qualifications, they always presented their disqualifications. The reason is this only. By presenting our good qualifications, we don't gain anything in this world. Rather, we only stand to lose. Whatever good merits may be there in us, by speaking about it ourselves, we lose the good credits also. On the other hand, by speaking the disqualifications we have, we are likely to get help. So, especially while approaching the holy name, to present one's qualifications is of no value. And to the degree we genuinely realize our disqualifications, we are able to receive the holy name. This is one part of it. Another part is to understand the greatness of Krishna and his holy name. Without understanding the greatness and the value of it, we are never going to recognize it respectfully. We only approach someone respectfully when we know the value of that person. Imagine if I am in a mood of offering criticisms to my superiors, I am never going to be in a mood of learning something from them. Every movement of theirs, every word of theirs will appear to me, okay, how can I help him? So we have to ask ourselves, what kind of fool am I to help my superior? First I have to clean my back first. Then I can clean the back of the superior. So you cannot estimate anyone's position on your own. We have to first look at ourselves before we can look at others. So we have such a superiority complex, which is like an intoxicated fool, that we look around in the world, who needs what from me? I will offer help. So this kind of attitude will never allow us to understand the greatness of the holy name. If somebody is in a position to offer feedback to others, he should offer feedback. And it is his duty. Failing which, he will go to hell. Like Prithu Maharaj is a king. It is said in the section 4th cant of Srimad Bhagavatam, if a king does not instruct his people about what is right and what is wrong, and if he does not capture the thieves and plunderers and uphold the laws of the state properly, then such a king also will be gliding down to hell. By not instructing the praja in the righteousness path, king along with his praja will go to hell in the name of false compassion placed on a material platform. So it's a duty of the king to disclose the thieves and punish the rogues and thieves in time for the welfare of the public. But it is not the duty of everybody to go around finding fault with everybody. And all the more so with those who are guiding you and who are above you, to find fault and to think that I am superior to them is never going to help. Similarly with Krishna also, whether it is with Krishna or with Acharyas coming in the line or with the holy name, what is my attitude towards them? What is my understanding of their greatness? If I don't understand their greatness, I am never going to get help from them. You will see there are many people having a false, superficial respect for the superiors. But they will never want to hear one word from the superiors. That is the proof that their respect for the superior and love for the superior is simply an outward show. Our genuine respect for any superior, whether it is spiritual master or the sound vibration of the holy name or for that matter any seniors, is how much we are eager and enthusiastic to sit at their feet and learn to hear. If you are hearing someone, you love them. If you are not interested in hearing from someone, you are cheating. In the name of respect, some people give photo of spiritual master. Some people say that my desktop has this photo of my guru. My purse has this photo of my guru. In the morning, first thing I do is open my locker and see my guru. But you ask him, how many lectures of guru have you heard in the last week? Not even one. What is your love for guru? Don't cheat. True love for guru is how much you hear from guru. Not only number of lectures completed, how many instructions from them did you note down and hear and you are struggling to apply in your life. So this is the meaning of respect for guru. Same with the holy name. When we talk about the greatness of holy name, how do you know you have understanding of the greatness of holy name? How much of what we chant with the mouth do we hear? If you are completely having a deaf ear to hearing the holy name and constantly mind is raging with thoughts of plan-making business, in the past what happened, in the present what I am doing now, future what I am going to do, this plan, that plan, I will do this, I will do that. And the holy name is being neglected, Krishna will really get angry on us. And actually, Vishwan Chakrabarti Thakur says, if you reject the holy name like this after calling the holy name with the mouth, then we will actually become like a diseased person who is unable to eat any proper foodstuffs. Like a person with very high viral fever cannot eat a nice plate of Mahaprasad. Similarly, eventually the holy name will become difficult. A day will come when we cannot chant only. You will find morning 2 rounds got over and 14 rounds are left for the night. One will see like that. And eventually one will even reduce the number of rounds and continue it from the next day. Night one will find today there are 8 rounds left, so tomorrow I will complete it. And will go to the next day. And eventually one will find one is unable to chant only. One's ability to chant will be finished by not hearing the holy name. This is the greatest danger. But if somebody is able to chant the 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra throughout one's life, he's a Bhagyavan Jeeva actually. Every day. And even to keep that going, we have to understand the value of the holy name and hear it. So we have to hear the guru, we have to hear the holy name, we have to hear the superiors. And for that, we have to know the greatness also. The purpose of studying Shastra is for this purpose only. To understand how great is Krishna, how wonderful is Krishna, how wonderful is holy name, how powerful is holy name. It may be all right for a very newcomer to not understand these things and chant the holy name for getting some concentration, or chant the holy name because it charges my batteries. Chant the holy name because I get some relief. But after staying some years in the Krishna consciousness movement, if one doesn't genuinely understand the value of the holy name and greatness of the holy name as delineated by great acharyas like Namacharya Haridas Thakur, and as we hear from the Vishnudutta's mouth in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam and in many other places, the holy name glories are filled all over the Shastras. So this is the second thing. And the first thing is understanding one's weaknesses, shortcomings, limitations, and one's desperate need for shelter of Krishna and his holy name. Without such a grateful heart, which will be like a nice receptacle for receiving the mercy. That is the very first qualification. And secondly, knowing the value of what we are receiving. If one doesn't understand it gratefully, one doesn't receive it like that. So somebody may have a very grateful heart and he may be very humble, but he doesn't know the glory of Lord, then he doesn't get the right mercy. So one has to know the glory of Lord, his holy name, and the value of the spiritual substance that one is getting. When one knows these two things, it's a very good match. Then with one's heart like an empty receptacle vessel, one can receive the great Lord appearing in the form of his holy name. And when Lord comes and sits in the heart of the devotee, then one can hear the holy name properly, which is actually true service to the holy name. And actually true service to the holy name is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Namacharya Haridas Thakur chanted the holy name only for the pleasure of Krishna, it is said. He did not do it for any other purpose. He didn't chant the holy name to become happy. He didn't chant the holy name to get concentration in his studies. He didn't chant the holy name for people to know how many rounds he does every day. He only did chanting of the holy name to please Krishna. That is actually the purest approach to reciting the holy names. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble